Ben, can I ask, have you ever ordered Vegemite toast from a cafe?
Yes.
I know you have. It horrified me.
Really?
Yes. It's disturbing. Why can't you put Vegemite on toast at home? Why do you have to pay $10 for it? You could buy a whole loaf and a jar of Vegemite for that.
I mean, I haven't done it for a while.
Just the fact that you've done it is disgusting.
I'm sorry.
It's a cry for help.
Well. Wow, shit just got real. Hi, you're listening to Ingredipedia, a food fight podcast where each episode we pick an ingredient and we fight about it. My name's Ben Birchall and I'm joined by Emily Naismith. Hi, Em.
Hello. This is the second episode of our Icons of Australian Food series and it's a huge one.
It is. It's the Everest of Australian foods.
Yeah, it is. It's the Vegemite episode. We've got so much to talk about. Let's get into it.
All right.
Ben, do you know who the New York Times come to when they want to comment on Vegemite?
Ben Shuri.
Emily Naismith.
What?
Me.
Ben Shuri, busy that day.
Well, I mean, I'm their first choice, please.
I guess he is from New Zealand. So, yeah, okay, yep.
So in 2017, I was contacted by the New York Times to provide a comment on Vegemite's premium Blend 17 product.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, it apparently had a richer and bolder taste, but
like black.
Yeah, it had like a black and gold logo, but it was also like double the price.
Sure.
Was my quote an absolute piece of shit? Yes. Did I ensure they linked to Ingredipedia? Damn straight. So because I'm the New York Times Vegemite contact, I wanted to expand my commentary to the range of Vegemite varieties over the years. And I want to hear from you, Ben, with your advertising and culinary knowledge, mm-hmm. whether you think each product was a good idea. Mm-hmm. Basically, would you buy it or leave it on the shelf?
All right.
Okay.
Buy or leave. Yep.
So we'll start in the 90s with Vegemite singles. So this was...
That's like Kraft singles with Vegemite?
Yeah.
Buy.
Yeah, okay.
Buy. Have bought. Enjoy them. Yeah.
Well, they're not on the market anymore.
Yeah.
I think people like controlling the ratio of Vegemite to cheese.
Yeah.
But I
didn't mind leaving it up to the good people of the Vegemite.
Okay. Next one's contentious. Vegemite Cheesy Bite, a.k.a. iSnack
2.0. I was actually doing some freelance work at the agency who came up with iSnack 2.0 God. As it rolled out. It was a pretty weird time. They were like, And we're like, are you for real?
Yeah.
Or I still haven't figured it out. The product itself is fine. I don't purchase it. I would say leave.
Yeah, okay. My first Vegemite, which is a little Vegemite for toddlers over one with a milder taste and apparently more vitamins.
Yeah, leave. I just gave Vegemite to my kids.
Yeah, get them hooked on the hard stuff early.
Yeah.
Cadbury Vegemite flavoured chocolate.
I have had it. Yeah, I guess I bought it, so I'll go buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like it though?
Yeah, I feel like it's something we're going to talk about.
Okay.
In subsequent facts. But the umami hit of Vegemite does lend itself to desserts quite well.
4 and 20 beef, cheese and Vegemite pie.
Leave.
Yeah. What about Coles lamb, cheese and Vegemite sausages?
Leave, but man, I'd try if they had it on a little toothpick at the butcher section, I'd eat some.
Yeah.
Probably not buy a half dozen.
Yeah. Vegemite baked beans.
Leave.
I've bought them.
How were they?
Not bad, but like, yeah, just I would prefer normal baked beans.
Yeah.
Vegemite and cheese frozen pizza.
Bye.
Roast chicken with Vegemite.
Yeah, bye. Have done.
Yeah.
Good.
Vegemite hot cross buns.
Bye. Have done. Good.
Oh, my God. Vegemite boost juice.
Leave.
Yeah. This one sounded weird. It had Vegemite, banana, dates, chocolate powder, milk, vanilla yogurt and ice.
It's all about the ratios there, but I'd probably still leave it.
Vegemite blend 17.
Well, I didn't buy it.
Yeah, no. Well, this is my quote if you're interested.
Yeah,
it says, Emily Naismith, an Australian writer and co-host of the food podcast Ingredipedia, said that she,
double hyperlink,
like many Australians, had eaten the salty savoury spread her entire life. Quote, "I feel like Vegemite is the great equalizer through all of Australia," she said. "I don't know who they're trying to service, which type of market." Mm. Mm. So sign me up to the Gruen Transfer. Sign me up. I'm there.
Emily, all the things that we just spoke about, they're pretty – all those varieties of Vegemite are I guess, yeah, they're equalizers. It's a democratized kind of product.
Yeah.
It's pretty basic. You have it as a breakfast spread. It's kind of tuck shop fare. It's things you grab off the shelf at the supermarket. But there's a whole generation of chefs out there who have embraced Vegemite's pure umami goodness in ways that are much more elevated, I guess. So here's a little roundup of highbrow Vegemite users.
Okay.
I want to start with Khan Nguyen, who had until recently, I think he's just left the Melbourne restaurant Sunda.
Yeah, I really want to go there, but I've never been.
Mm, well, Khan's just left. I think the restaurant's still going. Roti with Vegemite curry was known as one of the city's must-try snacks. It's been on the menu since the restaurant opened in 2018. The chef has sold 20,000 serves of this boldly flavoured dish.
God, it must be good.
Leave,
I want it.
Leave or buy?
Buy. Yeah,
you're going to buy all these. He also worked at Noma's Sydney pop-up in 2016 when it presented its version of the classic condiment with an abalone schnitzel plated with Australian bush foods.
Yeah, do you think there's like pressure for international chefs to feel like they have to do something with Vegemite when they come here?
Well, I think so, because British chef Ashley Palmer-Watts went through 10 kilograms of Vegemite while trying to understand the ingredient at the Melbourne outpost of London's Dinner by Heston, which ran from 2015 to 2020.
That's a lot of Vegemite.
He eventually settled on Vegemite ice cream for the menu.
Ooh, I've made that before when I was at Broadsheet.
Yeah.
And I'm sure his version was very, very good, but mine was very bad.
Nigella Lawson presented a Vegemite spaghetti at the 2011 Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. There's a quote from Ingridipedia friend Danny Vallant. "There was a mixture of alarm that there was something so lowbrow being used by this kitchen goddess, but I think there was also a real pride that someone with such an international profile and appeal was grappling with something that was in every Australian pantry."
Yeah, Nigella's down to earth. Like, she is lowbrow and highbrow. Like, that's what makes her so amazing.
Yeah. Ben Shuri, I mentioned him earlier. Mm. He is from New Zealand. But this is from Ben's Instagram. He made these amazing Vegemite scrolls. These are best described, these are his words, these are best described as warm, soft, buttery, cheesy and homemade Vegemite-y.
Yum.
Like a cross between a normal Vegemite scroll and a steamed bun with better ingredients and our own Vegemite made from scratch.
Oh my
God.
Of course he makes his own Vegemite.
Of course he does. I think they're one of the better things we've had on the menu, but hey, that's just my opinion.
Mm, yeah. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
I've got a recipe book with Hedy McKinnon's Vegemite noodles in there.
Okay.
And they're really good.
So Hedy, yeah, I'll go with that. I'll finish it with one dish, and maybe this is similar to the Boost Juice.
Yeah.
This is probably on the leave section, but there was a bar called Galaba, which I think closed in 2022. It was home to the Vegemite spiked espresso martini.
Ooh.
It was made with Vegemite bitters and came topped with swirls of buttercream foam.
I'll try it.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Bye.
All right. So we both used to work in the social media department of an advertising agency.
We did.
Little Content Farm. Have you written or approved many April Fool's Day posts in your time?
So many. You guys were always coming to me like, hey, we've got these April Fool's ideas. And I'm like, guys, they're so passe. No, that's
as
true.
As if it was like peak April Fool's Day. It was when it was like
on,
still.
We were working on beers and chocolates and stuff.
I don't think I ever did one though because, I mean, I'm above it. But
no, we definitely did them for Carlton Draft. We definitely did them for VB.
Yeah. Anyway, I hate them now because it's predictable.
Yep.
And also sometimes it's just cruel because brands come up with weird and great ideas and you get excited about it for a millisecond and then you check the date and it's April 1 and Vegemite isn't really doing a bubble tea and you get sad. So in the spirit of...
For example.
So in the spirit of upsetting myself further, I've gone back over Vegemite's April Fool's jokes for the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. which is apparently when they started doing them, to see what they deem as too out there to be a reality, and let's discuss if they'd actually be delicious. Mm-hmm. So 2023, this year, they announced Vegemite bubble tea with Vegemite pearls at the bottom. Like, I'm intrigued because I love bubble tea, but usually the pearls are like quite sweet or like a little bit salty. Like, I can't really picture Vegemite pearls, but I couldn't test it out because I don't know how to even make those tapioca pearls, and it's too hard for me to bother.
Yeah.
So I had to skip that one.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
I'm not big on Vegemite as a drink.
Yeah, okay. Just interesting.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe I'm about to test it.
2022, Vegemite Tim Tams.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, were exactly. It was April Fool's Day. I know.
That just seems like something that should just exist every day of the year.
So it looked like a normal Tim Tam, but there was like a bit of liquid Vegemite right in the middle. You know where sometimes the caramel is and stuff.
Why would there not be?
I know. I think like people responded in quite a positive way, and they ended up like making them, but they made like six packets and like you had to win them or something.
Right.
Anyway, one of the comments says, "This is a hoax. To taste Vegemite Tim Tams, go buy a jar and dunk the Tim Tams in it like I do, or squeeze it over the top of the Tim Tams."
Not it's gross, more just like, yeah. Do it like I do it.
So Tansy, I have some Tim Tams here and I have some Vegemite, so we're going to imagine that the Vegemite is inside the Tim Tam.
Okay.
All right. So we've got our Tim Tam. We'll just do a light coverage. Okay. I'm getting toast vibes. I'm getting Tim Tam vibes. It's very, very confusing. I feel like the Vegemite would be better inside because then you get the like surprise of Vegemite. Whereas at the moment it is really like I'm eating Tim Tam toast. But the combo is really good. Like I liked Vegemite and chocolate when they did that Cadbury. Works well with this little Arnott's number. I want to do like a Tim Tam slam, but with this, that would be really good.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye. okay. Moving on to 2021. Dare iced coffee, Vegemite flavor. So you mentioned the drinks you're not being into them.
Yeah. I feel like that's okay though. There's something about iced coffee. It's just that for some reason, and we covered it in the milk episode, it is the quintessential tradies drink.
It is. Like I used to get them at Broadsheet and people used to say that I was a tradie and give me shit for it. But I'm into the idea. So I bought some Dare iced coffee.
Yeah.
I bought the one with sugar, added sugar, because I feel like it would need the sweetness when you're putting Vegemite in. And I pre-put the Vegemite in because I wanted it to be – I put it in like the little – a blender, so it blended in evenly. You weren't just getting like a glob of Vegemite inside.
I like this idea because I feel like tradies could use more B vitamins.
Yeah, exactly.
Vitality. they're getting their coffee, they're getting sugar, they're getting protein, they're getting calcium, they're getting B vitamins. I'm getting them. Okay. Dare Vegemite Espresso. Robusta and Arabica coffee with real Vegemite. Yeah, I'm not getting a huge Vegemite hit.
Right, okay.
It's in there.
Yeah.
It's more kind of recessive.
I put about a teaspoon and then typically there were like huge globs left at the bottom of the blender. But I did taste it before and it tastes Vegemite-y.
Yeah, it's got that, little umami at the back of your tongue. Kind of enjoyed it.
Mm.
Yeah. Bye.
So, yes, Vegemite, this is your sign to not make any more April Fool's Day jokes. Make my freaking day instead by making weird product collabs.
Emily, I feel like I've talked about it enough on this podcast, but I am part Asian.
Yes.
And I feel like that comes to play in the way that I eat Vegemite.
Yes, okay, I know what you're going to say. Because you've talked about this as well, like ages and ages ago, putting
Vegemite and honey on toast. Yeah, I've talked about it before. It's the ultimate sweet and savory. You get that umami, you get the salt, you get sugar from the honey. Sometimes I also a little shake of like furikake for a bit more salt, a little bit more umami. And, you know, a lot of butter,
yeah,
crusty bread.
I tried it after you said this and after you raved about it. And I just think that you also need peanut butter to level it out,
yeah,
because they're two extremes. They're very, very like sweet and very, very salty, that's and it's just hard
that's,
to.
That's why they work. Okay. But anyway, I didn't know that it was weird before I talked about it on Ingridipedia. Got a bit of like some comments and some people going, "Yeah, dude, that is weird." So this week I did a little poll because I wanted to like. I felt like a little bit marginalized.
Well, you're a data journalist, so
now I am, definitely. So I did a poll on my Instagram. And as I said, it's not perfect science. It's not all Ingridipedia listeners. But then if the people that follow me don't also listen to Ingridipedia, they're unfriended. So I did a poll and the question was Vegemite and honey, heck yes or ooh no.
Let me guess. More people say no.
69% said it's gross.
Yeah. I think I voted in that category.
Yeah. Well, let's go into that. So there was a third category. A fair few people had never heard of it before.
Yeah.
Including the senior VP of operations at a huge Australian cafe chain called Bluestone Lane in the United States.
Okay.
They're like massive.
They'd never heard of the combo.
He was interested. So to our American friends, if you see it on the menu at Bluestone Lane, you're welcome. A couple of people never heard of it before. A couple of were going to try it today. The poll's still live at time of recording. My want of cramming my facts at the last minute. Emily's rolling her eyes at me. There's a few people like never heard of this, going to try it. So I feel like that's the third category of people who haven't tried it, maybe a little curious, but otherwise very polarized. But of the 31% who said heck yes, here's an interesting fact. 43% were Asian or people of colour.
Okay.
So that has always been my contention. There's a sweet and savoury umami thing as, you know, that's part of my DNA or my upbringing, nature, nurture, however you want to put it. I'm a little bit Asian. And the other interesting point was of the 69% who said, ooh, gross, 100%, including Emily Naismith, are white.
So you're just racially profiling your friends now.
Pretty much all of my white friends who said, ooh, gross. But I will say the Vegemite Corporation are onto the Vegemite and honey trend. There is a recipe on their blog for Vegemite honey glazed chicken banh mi.
Yeah, well, that sounds good.
But
it's just the fact that it's on toast.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like if you don't love Vegemite and honey, Emily, you and the rest of the white people can. Vegemite are looking towards a time where the Harfi master race take over the world. They'll be there hand in hand with honey to lead us to the Harfi promised land.
Oh my God. Ben, do you ever bite into food before it's cool enough to eat, thus getting third degree burns in your mouth?
Constantly.
Mm. What do you reckon the hottest temperature error you've ever made is? Like, not as in temperature, but just like the thing that gave you the biggest burn.
Tomato.
Yeah. Tomato in a toastie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other thing, remember when we did our pizza episode?
Mm.
Eating those pizzas straight out of the uni, I got a lot of burns in my mouth that month.
Yeah.
Like, it gets very hot.
Those things get to like 500 degrees. So, yeah,
yes.
You get yourself some burns.
So, yes, you end up with mouth burns, which are one of the causes of mouth ulcers. And do you have any favourite remedies for mouth ulcers?
I think I'm about to hear
I know. One. So I grew up as a kid being told to put Vegemite directly onto the ulcer.
Mm.
And I just thought that was normal. And since I've, like, told friends when they have ulcers, I'll just put Vegemite on it. They're like, what the F? So, yes, when I had, like, my mum told me to put it like right on, and sometimes I did that and sometimes I just ate Vegemite on toast, and I actually think it worked.
Did it work? Yeah.
Yeah, like it stung a lot, but then they got better pretty quick.
It was like cauterizing the wound with salt.
I don't know.
Yeast.
Yeah. So I did want to find out like why, if this was like a real thing. So I asked a doctor friend of mine for her opinion, and she said it has B vitamins, which can help with healing ulcers, but you're probably just better off eating it. And she said salt mouthwashes can apparently aid mouth ulcer healing, and Vegemite has heaps of salt, so maybe that's how it could help.
Yeah.
So it's like the concentration of salt, and it's like something that you can like spread instead of just like covering your mouth.
Yeah, because I was going to say
pouring salt into your mouth.
Like one of my home remedies that my mum always taught me was like just gargle salt water.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's smart. So yes, I didn't want to like intentionally get a mouth ulcer to test this out on the podcast. Like, I mean, I'll do some weird things, but I'll probably like draw the line at physical harm. But I mean, at least there's a plus side of having an ulcer. Like next time you just get to eat like a spoonful of Vegemite.
And, okay.
Yeah, you got a reason.
I'll keep it in mind. Emily, I know we often talk about foods that we fight about.
Yes.
Peter, we had a series on Broadsheet by that name. It's still there. If you
Google it's still
foods
there.
We fight about, you can read about it. Vegemite is a food we fight about. People fight about how thick you should spread it, how much butter. Butter's got to go to the edges. It can't, you know. There was a Reddit post, I think last year in 2022, maybe. Last year was 2022. Yeah, last year there was a Reddit post where it had like the six kinds of toast and it went crazy. There's like thousands of comments on it.
Yeah, like different levels of spread and which one's right.
Yeah. And there's always that thing like when, because people from outside of Australia always go, oh, what's this Vegemite stuff? I'm going to try it. And they always do it wrong because they spread it like it's Nutella and it's not
gross.
Nutella.
Yeah.
So they always get it wrong and that's why they don't like it. So lots of fighting about it. But I think a lot of the controversy around Vegemite is how it's used outside of its intended purpose of like a thin layer spread on toast with butter.
Yeah.
So Vegemite hot cross, you've talked about a lot of them, hot cross buns, roast chickens, mixing it with honey on toast. Like that's what people like reflexively kind of get angry about it. But some of the products you talked about at the start and some of the, I guess, the fancy chefs' products were really harnessing that umami kick that Vegemite has. Like it's essentially, it's just umami. Like it's fermentation and salt. So can't that be harnessed for sweet, sweet purposes is the question. And my question was answered by, of all places, the Woolworths blog.
Yeah, okay. Well, Woolworths make good content.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't say good, but it's just like.
It's useful.
It's like quite high quality.
Well, yeah. This.
I mean, TBC.
Well, let's just see. So I hit upon a really simple recipe, Vegemite toast cake.
Oh, okay, maybe this is something that they're trying to make go viral or something.
Maybe.
I always think people just take two things that people love and just mush them together and be like, yeah, this will go viral.
Maybe. But let's talk about what it is. It's not really toast. It looks like toast. So there's nothing I like more than foods that look like other things.
Yes, okay.
So, you know, like the kitchen cake in the Women's Weekly Cake.
Oh my God, I love that.
That's my dream. So this is like food, this is a cake made to look like toast, but actually it's a sponge cake cut into quarters, like little bits of bread with frosting, vanilla frosting, store-bought, sorry, I didn't make it. And then Vegemite ganache. And let me talk you through the Vegemite ganache.
Does it have chocolate?
Yeah. So it is 2 tablespoons of thickened cream, a teaspoon of icing sugar, 2 teaspoons of Vegemite. You put that on the stove, mix that together until it just starts to simmer.
Yeah.
Take it off the heat and you add 90 grams of chopped dark chocolate.
Yeah.
And that turns into this like Vegemite ganache. And I got to tell you, just eating that off the fork was quite a time. So anyway, here it is. This is the Vegemite toast cake. And I think it does.
Thank you.
Again, at the time of recording, the Matildas were still in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Again, it's a jingoistic food. We did celebrate some Matildas by eating the Vegemite toast cake. But you tell me how.
Right.
You know, I've already accused you of being racist. I don't want to accuse you of hating Australia as well.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of Vegemite. It's really good. I love the novelty of the fact that it looks like toast, but it's cake. Catherine Sabbath has a cake like this in her cookbook, and it's like fairy bread cake. It looks a lot better than this, to be honest.
But yeah, well, I mean, this is a store-bought sponge for store-bought frosting.
But let me just try
it.
A bit.
I made the ganache.
Okay. Well, I tried making ganache for my son's birthday cake icing, and it didn't go well. So, respect. Didn't put Vegemite in it, so that was maybe my error.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, okay, I get the Vegemite when I just have the ganache. It's really good. It's like the perfect mix of salty and sweet.
The ganache is.
Yeah. Excellent. You should have made the cake yourself, though.
Next time.
Been better.
Sorry. Okay, so what do we talk about?
I spoke about the different variations of Vegemite over the years as the person that the New York Times comes to when they want to talk about Vegemite. Then I looked into Vegemite April Fool's Day posts, and then I did a little mouth ulcer exploration.
And I did a roundup of highbrow Vegemite users. I took a poll of which of my friends are racist or not and talked about Vegemite and honey, and I made the Woolworths blog Vegemite toast cake, which was quite delicious.
Yes. So you can vote for whose Vegemite facts you found the most interesting on our Instagram. It's at Ingridipedia.
Yeah, we're going to tackle another icon of Australian food next.
Tim Tams. I know.
Another big one.
We just put Vegemite on them today, so I wonder what we're going to do next time.
We're going to really raise the bar.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
This podcast was produced on the lands of the Wurundjeri and Wadawurrung people, and we pay our respects to their elders, past and present.